Three people have been injured following suspected insurgent attacks in the south yesterday. Explosives were placed in or near to ATM machines and bank branches in 14 locations in Yala, Songkla, Patani and Narittawat. At this stage, as with most attacks in the deep south, there's been no claim of responsibility. Video shows a bomber planting a device and leaving it on a keyboard tray of a Kasikorn Bank ATM. Minutes later, the device explodes. You can watch the video clips and read the rest of the story at thetiger.com. Thai Airways International and its subsidiaries have been able to notch up an operating profit of 3.8 billion baht for the first quarter of 2018. This represents a 49.4% improvement over the same period last year, despite rising fuel costs. The airline's attributing its better performance to revenue increases from fares and excess baggage, freight and mail, plus revenue from other activities, as well as foreign exchange gains. But the airline's passenger uplift was 6.25 million, representing a 4.1% decline on last year, and the average cabin factor declined to 80.6%, down from 82.8% last year. And the government believes that people don't want any more protests in the country because they don't wish to see a return to the past chaos. This from the government spokesperson Sansern yesterday. He was referring to a gathering on Saturday in the Ratchaprasong area in memory of the 2010 May political protest that ended in many deaths following a military crackdown on protesters. Sansern says he based his assertion on a recent study by the National Institute of Development Administration in which respondents were asked their opinions on the junta's policies of returning happiness to the country in the past 4 years since it seized power. Sansern said the survey found that what made the respondents happiest was the junta's peacemaking and lack of political disturbance. The Education Ministry's diffused a dress code row at a school in Patani province by giving the green light for Muslim students there to wear the hijab and long trousers in line with their religious rules. Starting today, Muslim students at the Anoban Patani school can wear hijab and long trousers. During the past week, tension was rising at the Anoban Patani school over what Muslim students should wear. About 20 teachers went on leave amid the standoff. Although the school is located in the predominantly Muslim province, its students had never worn Islamic dress to class until last week. Some students, backed by their parents and the Muslim for Peace Foundation, reported to the new semester wearing hijab and long trousers. The school initially expressed acceptance, but later backtracked. Thailand's National Committee on Hazardous Substances Control will on Wednesday decide whether to ban the domestic use of paraquat, a herbicide used to control weeds, after consumer protection and industrial groups joined hands to press for the ban. At least three of the country's 47 sugar refineries say they supported the proposed ban on paraquat, which critics said had adverse environmental and other impacts. Dr. Yupadi Sisanuk, a consumer protection advocate, said the chemical herbicide is hazardous to users, consumers and the environment, so it should no longer be allowed into the country. And on Saturday, the Clean the Beach Boot Camp assembled at Kata Beach. And volunteers from all over the globe turned up to help the CBBC celebrate 5 years. They've had more than 125 beach cleaning sessions since the initiative began. Each 2 weeks, on a Saturday morning, volunteers have been assembling for a free beach workout from island fitness guru Crix Luther. And then in return, they put on their gloves, grab a big bag and pick up rubbish. Last Saturday's event at Kata Beach was sponsored by the Kata Sea Breeze. Thanks to them and well done to the Clean the Beach Boot Camp team.